Hey y'all, how's it going? September 10th. Well, I guess now it's September 11th. It's just at midnight between the 2 days, and I was just at the gym, and I was thinking, and I was working out, and it was really neat to see just the difference that being proactive in just taking the initiative and taking care of yourself and just really embracing the freedom to worship, to dance, to sing, to pray, to go where nobody has gone before, even though there's hundreds of people that go in and out of these gyms. It's my mind goes so much farther when I'm there. And I really believe it's of the Lord for me to be there and here in this season, just to see the difference that it makes on a day-to-day basis. There was something that I thought about that was really impactful that I had not considered before. So pretty much there were two different people that had shared with me at different times, like, I would love to see this the strong Emily and the strong person that I know that you are, and just like trying to call me up into greatness but really putting me down. And I thought about that, and for me, one of the things it is that Paul said in the Bible, he says, I became all things to all people. And when I was at Monterey College, that was something that I really took the initiative on, where I was able to see past the thing that was happening. And if a child was around, I was able to become childlike. If an older person was around, so it would become elderly. And all of a sudden, all these different generations and worlds began to separate themselves into just a place of unity and growth, and I just grew really appreciative of different kinds of people, and learned about the Lord and how much He loves us, and how when He gave His life for us, He gave His very breath, He gave everything so that we might be saved. And I saw that giving in others as I gave to others. I would see him. I would speak with the homeless people, and he would speak through them, and I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And they didn't have to be homeless, but the Lord says to go and be my hands and feet, to go and serve the least of these. And so oftentimes, even at school, say there was a person that was sitting alone, I would go and befriend them, and I would want to just be there with them during that time. Just help them to see that they're not alone, and that their life is worth living. And that was something that I carried with me when I left college too. It's just, it doesn't matter where I go or what I do, but who I am is never going to change. There's this solidity and this heart that is strong because trust in the Lord. And was thinking while I was on this little stair stepper machine thing, the reason I was not living up to the standard of myself was because I was surrounding myself with people who were weak. And this is no knock on them. I'm not going to say who they were. It doesn't matter. But they were very weak. They were suffering. They were beyond just surviving. They had no interest in sustaining or maintaining a lifestyle for themselves or for others. And I took up to that. But what I needed for the part, the position that I had taken, was I needed somebody who is strong, somebody who's noble, somebody who's not proud, who's not self-seeking. Keeps no records of wrongs. Love delights in the truth. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love never fails. God's love never fails you. He wants to take you there. He wants to take you up in strength into your calling and into who it is that He created you to be. But you need to find people of strength, people who aren't afraid to sing their song, people like Shannon O'Hara, who goes boldly, courageously, fearlessly, She's a worship leader. She just started training out in Bethel. There's several others. I could go on and on of all the different people who have made such an impact in my life. People that I highly respect, that I highly trust. Marshall and Linda Flowers are two of the sweetest, caring, kind people I've ever met. And their mother, Rose Flowers. And it hurts my heart to have not talked to them in several years now, if not, say, 3 to 5 years. They were so instrumental in my growth. They were so instrumental in teaching me how to play from my heart, how to pray from my heart, how to really seek the Lord and say, okay, this is good, but is it from the Lord? Okay, thank you, God. We dedicate this to you, God, whatever it is, in Jesus' name. And we ask that you would rise up on wings like eagles, that you would teach him later on and not be afraid. And there were prayers that they prayed, they would document, and they would keep track of what was happening. And I fell away from a lot of the things it was that was implemented in that place. But it was the thought process, it was the kingdom culture, it was the kingdom lifestyle. It was, we serve a God who is great, mighty, worthy of our praise. So my prayer for you is that you would find people of strength to surround yourselves with. You would find people who aren't afraid to run the race that has been marked out for them. They would run forth boldly and courageously. In Jesus' name.